Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes?
Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at BollAndBranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Must be some kind of way out of here. High noon in the District of Columbia, and we are excited to jump on the Rude Guest Hotline and talk to our friend, Mr. Ike Reese. You can, of course, hear Ike on afternoons, WIP in Philadelphia, 2 to 6. You can follow him on X at Ike58Reese. Ike, what up, man? How you been?
JP, I'm awesome, brother. What's up, big bro? I mean, listen. Are we friends or foe this week? What are we doing? What are we doing?
We always friends. We just the teams are foes, but we always friends, dog. Can you tell me what the hell is going on with? Can you tell us what's going on with Jalen Hurts? Nobody's talking about his injury.
Yeah, we're gonna find out today. He's speaking today. So I think we're all around here waiting here. Like everyone else is to exactly what's going on with him. I don't get a sense that he's not going to play, so he's going to play. I believe that. How effective he will be and whether or not he can be his normal self, I think really that's the big question out there is whether or not how mobile will he be Sunday in this game versus will he be stationary back there in the pocket? And I don't even know if we're going to get that answer today, but I think we'll at least find out that he's trending in the direction of playing. They like to do this whole thing with the gamesmanship and not fully disclosing what's going on. I get all of that. The Eagles are one of the best at it. But the sense I'm getting is that he'll be a go Sunday, but it's just a matter of whether or not he's going to be his normal self or whether or not he's going to have some restrictions to that that injury last week, which actually looked a lot worse. I mean, I thought – I was surprised he came back in the game, honestly, the way his knees twisted up. So, and a lot of that is adrenaline, B. You know how that is. You can get through a game based on adrenaline. He was able to do that. But then the next day or two, it starts to stiffen up and you're a lot more sore. So, it'll be interesting to see – what he's able to do today out there in practice and really his disposition at the podium when he's talking to everybody. You know, it's always hard to read him, you know, from a body language standpoint, but I think we'll get a sense of just how confident he is and whether or not he'll be able to go Sunday.
Yeah, I think Hurts's, to me, mobility is maybe the biggest storyline going into this game because for all the talk of Saquon, When Jalen's at his best, he can kill you with his legs.
Yep.
And if he can't, that changes a lot to me in this game. I don't know if you see it that way because, Ike, up with the Eagles' pass game has been kind of non-existent for a little while here.
Yeah. Yeah. In this day and age of football, JP, where it's everyone tells you it's a passing game. I mean, a passing league. That's pretty much what it is. The Eagles have sort of gone in a complete different direction. And we are a run-based offense. Depending on your perception of what you see every week, you know, some will say Jalen is doing what's asked of him, and because the Eagles are so good at running the football, he has been sort of selfless and being able to take a step back and letting that be the driving force. Some will say, well, the Eagles have sort of had to coach around some of what some may perceive as his ineffectiveness in the passing game, and this is what they had to sort of resort to. Again, that's all in how you perceive the offense.
Sure.
Me personally, they realized, I believe, during the bye week, which was like week five, seems ages ago, that the best course of action for them to go to as far as being effective offensively, cutting down on turnovers, which had plagued them the first 4 weeks of the season. Jalen had nine total turnovers, I believe, interceptions and fumbles in the first four games of the season. They wanted to dial back on that, and the running aspect, I believe, became the driving force. Now, I don't know if they envisioned the running game taking off the way that it did with Saquon to where they didn't want to deviate from it. So I'll say this. I still believe they have the ability to throw the ball if pressed into action, meaning if they need to throw the ball because they can't run, I still believe they can throw the ball. Jalen can throw the ball. We have two good receivers on the outside. Well, hell, two very good receivers on the outside in A.J. and Devontae, and a very good tight end in Dallas Goedert. That's still available to them. But I give them credit for not trying to force that and saying this is what we've done well and it's been a great formula for success. So I think they just primarily have stuck with what has worked versus saying, you know what, let's work on this passing game because we need to be explosive in the passing game and this is what we need to do in order to win. I mean, totally. It's working okay for Kansas City. I mean, it's working okay for a lot of these things. I think their biggest thing has been if we don't turn the ball over with the way our defense is playing and the way our running game is, we're going to win the majority of the games. And that's been the formula for them. So I don't expect that to change come Sunday.
You've watched two football games these two teams have played, and you've watched this offense here in Washington. When you look at this offense now since the last time they played, what are your thoughts of Jaden Daniels and his offense?
Dude, this team has been this team, seriously, has been as advertised since about week five or week six. And I'm talking about your team, Washington. If you remember, when we first played Washington, they were in first place. Like, they were the team that had been leading the NFC East and playing well. So we had to basically win that game and then sort of surpass them. But, like, Washington has been what they've shown us, which is a very good football team, a balanced football team. They can run the ball. Now, they may do it in a different manner than some other teams. The quarterback certainly is a big part of that. But I look at this offense, man, and it starts with your quarterback. I mean, that's where it starts. It starts with him. I think they put him in a great situation from a play design concept and what they're asking of him. But even more than that, I think he's taking the schemes and the X's and O's and taking it to a higher level because the level in which he's playing at the quarterback position. He's playing at a level in which you expect the elite quarterbacks to play it in this league. And that's been the most surprising thing is that no defensive coordinator has been able to come up with a defensive game plan that leaves him perplexed, that he doesn't have answers for, and it stymies the offense. I think the most time, you guys know better than me, the only time this team sort of sputtered a little bit is when he was banged up, right, with the rib injury. Like, he couldn't be his full self at that time. And so they sort of just navigated through that period the best they could, and they still wind up winning 12 games. So we have paid close attention to that team and Jaden Daniels all year long because, like I said, the first half of the season, we were trailing those guys and trying to catch up to them and really waiting for them to tell off. But they have weathered all that, and they're playing their best football right now. And I don't know if there's a quarterback in the league that's left playing that's playing better than Jaden Daniels. I'm just being honest. It's not softening anything up. It's not platitudes. It's It's the reality of the situation. The kid is playing. He's playing outstanding. He just is. He's playing outstanding.
I agree with you, man. Not body of work, like not entire body of work, but
sure,
the level of
sure.
play
he's
right
in
now. Yeah, of the four quarterbacks playing this weekend, of the four QBs playing this weekend, I think Jaden's at the top of the list, which is nuts.
Yes. Yep. I mean, that's how he's playing right now. I don't see how anybody can deny that. If you got a good pair of eyes, and I'm older, so my eyesight isn't the same, but I still see pretty good. He looks pretty damn good to me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Talking
with our friend Ike Reese from WIP up in Philadelphia. Of course, Ike played for the Eagles, played for the Falcons, Pro Bowler in Philly. Ike, I'm curious, man, another guy that might be playing at the peak of the NFL level right now is a young guy wearing green and Jalen Carter. What is he unlocked? Because all of a sudden he looks like the dude that we saw at Georgia that seemed like he could dominate.
Yeah, I think what I think he's unlocked, JP? It's okay to be great. It's okay to be great every week. It's okay to be the guy who's counted on to make the play. It's okay to be the guy that your teammates are looking at to sort of get them started on that side of the football. And that's not easy for a young player because you want to be respectful to older guys and you don't know how much to assert yourself or what have you. And I think, Jalen he's developed so much over the 2 years he's been in the league. And even when you look at just this year, his leadership and his willingness to embrace that role as, this defense is going to go as I go, right? Instead of being the guy who says, I'm just a part of the defense and I'm going along with everyone else. I think he's embraced that responsibility of being a great player and getting the party started. Like, he's embraced that and wants to be that guy. And so I think that's the light switch that has gone off in his head. And the potential has always been there. Sort of the knock on him coming out was, does he have the motor? Is the motivation there every week? Can he stay focused? And we've seen signs of that over the 2 years where he may have a lapse here or a lapse there, but something, around the middle of the season, and it may have started with playing against Washington in that Thursday night game. Like, something clicked with him where he just decided, I'm going to be the best player on the field every time I step out there. And this defense, which was playing well, has really just taken off and is being led by him. I mean, if we don't have Jalen Carter last week, I don't think we win that game. As great as Saquon was, it was the plays on defense that Jalen Carter made, forcing turnovers, the big sack late, and then the quarterback pressure on the last throw on fourth down in front of Matt Stafford. He really was a huge, big reason why we won that game last week.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I mean, he's been a monster. And, I mean, honestly, I think if Philly wins this thing this weekend, I really like Washington's chances, but that probably is a given considering. But if Philly wins this thing, I think it's got to be.
Well, considering it's a good team, it's a good matchup. I mean, both games have been close, right? I mean, both games have been close. So, yeah.
Totally.
Sometimes styles make fights. So forget about it looked like on paper or what have you. These two teams are very evenly matched. They match up very well.
And I think Washington's strength is leaning on a electrifying young quarterback, and Philly's strength is leaning on that defense. Like Saquon will be the difference maker for the Philly offense, but defensively, I feel like the Eagles are playing at a really high level, and Fangio really knows what he's doing. Bond and Dean, is Dean back? Is he healthy? Because I know there was an injury issue.
Dean's done. No, Dean's done.
Okay.
No, he's done.
He's out. So it's Bond, and then who's – like, where are the injury impacts defensively?
I'll tell you, Oren Burks stepped in last week for N'Kobe Dean. We thought it was going to be split duty between Oren Burks and Jeremiah Trotter Jr. But Oren Burks seemingly took the majority of those snaps out there. I don't think Jeremiah Jr. was out there very much on defense. And I give Burks credit. He made some plays, particularly in that second half, that they came up in critical situations. So, and the Rams tried to take advantage of him being out there. You know, they went to Higby a few times as a tight end to see if he could cover. And Higby caught some balls, but Burks made some plays as well. So I think our linebackers sort of go as our defensive line goes. If those guys up front are being disrupted and playing well, I mean, Zach Bond has just been, my God, you're talking about finding a hidden gem. I mean, no one had any idea that
he's been crazy.
Zach Bond was going to be this. Yeah, nobody had any idea he was going to be this player. So, you're talking about first team all pro coming from where he's come. He's been our defensive MVP along with Jalen Carter. So, I honestly believe our secondary is going to be real key for us this game, you know, because covering the Washington receivers, you know, the receivers aren't big guys, but they're quick. They do well after they catch the ball, and they don't mind catching the ball across the middle of the field. So we got to do a great job, I think, with our secondary of being able to stay attached to Terry McLaurin. I mean, Alameda Zacchaeus hurt us the last game, right? And then, you know, Brown, he has become somewhat of a factor over the last couple of games. So I think our secondary, Quinyon Mitchell, we got to see where he's at from a health standpoint and whether or not he's going to be able to play Sunday, see how effective he is. I really believe our secondary is going to have their work.
You want to see if he's a real Mitchell, man. He got to play. If he don't play, he's not a real Mitchell. He might be on that Freddie side instead of that Brian side.
Hey, Freddie.
The only thing – go ahead, JP. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, I want to hear what you were going to say.
I was just going to say as it pertains to Mitchell, being a sort of related to Brian Mitchell, he is completely opposite of B. Mitchell when it comes to being an extrovert and introvert. Like B. Mitchell is an extrovert,
Quinyon
Mitchell doesn't say anything. Yeah, he doesn't say anything. Yeah, he barely hear anything. Got to help.
And maybe from that Freddie side there. I don't think you expect to be asked this question here, but – what's up with y'all mayor spelling the Eagles wrong, man? Did you see this?
Not a good look.
E-L-G-S-E-S. What is that? Elses? What the hell? I mean, and then the other people in the background, you can see they were like, what the hell did she just spell?
Yeah. Yeah, we sort of like, you know, B-Mix. Sometimes we get a little too excited, and once she missed the A, there was no turning back. She didn't know where to go from. She missed the E, then the A. She went to L, so she was like, oh my God, I gotta go to D E S. And I hope that's right. Yeah,
she said S E S.
Yeah, not a good look, man. That was not a good. But here, hold on. So I got to defend her a little bit because she came out and she owned up to it. She did own up to it, I believe, today or yesterday, that she says she has to make sure she gets a second chance at doing that. So, you know, I think
well,
she'll
damn,
be better
you shouldn't
than
have to get a second chance, dog.
You got
to
nail that on the first
on,
try,
you,
dude.
You shouldn't have to, they've only been saying the champ for however many years. You cannot miss that.
Hey, B. Mitch, JP, I'm telling you, you guys would be surprised at how many people, including former players, that mess that up on the spot. Like, we do a pregame show every week, and we have the guest come on and do the E-A-G-L-E-S chant. And some of the former players that come back, and you know, they do it. I'm not going to say any names, but we have at least a couple handful of guys.
Were they pregaming, though, before they say it? See, she wasn't pregaming. Were they pregaming? You know what I mean by pregaming. Were they pregaming before they messed up?
I know exactly what you mean. Yes, I know what you mean. That's a good point. Yeah, I don't think she was pregaming. But those former players, yeah, you know how we do. Yeah, they were pregaming.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they were pregaming.
Ike, do you do the show with John Clark?
I do a show that's called like Eagles Game Plan with John Clark.
The TV pre. Okay, because I watched that when we were up there, I guess for the Thursday nighter, I watched that the night before. Mm-hmm. It was quite good.
Mike Quick.
Yeah. Okay, cool. I'm very curious what you think about this. Like, I have to do a live show in Philadelphia for television Saturday night at 7 o'clock from a bar. How do you think that's going to go once they realize what the audience is?
Yeah, what bar are you doing it from?
I'm keeping that to myself for now, sir.
Keeping that to yourself right now, okay. I thought I could lure you into saying where you're going to be at. So just to make sure we give you the nice home treatment that we normally give our guests when they come here, guys.
Yo, but seriously, I know that Eagles fans are normally a very vocally confident bunch, but what is the vibe up there? Are they a little nervous about this game?
No, yes, we got a nice mixture of healthy anxiety as only we can have as Eagle fans. You're not a true Eagles fan unless you got a little bit of angst and anxiety in you about the big game.
Sure.
The bigger the game, the more the angst that we have. But then we're going to have our portion of the fans that want to stick their chest out and let everybody know that they're not concerned about Washington and we're going to win this game. You know me, I tend to lean towards the group that has some anxiety and some angst. I feel better when I have a healthy amount of respect for the opponent coming up. And so I feel like, this is a game that can't be this game can't be overlooked. This won't be an easy game. And quite frankly, I do have a little anxiety about the game. I got to be honest with you. I do. Got a little bit in me.
Hey, you sound like me. Like, you know, as a former player, when you go into these games, you know, hell, we got to go out there and do our thing. But, hell, you know you can't have those mistakes. And the slightest mistake can sway a game one way or the other.
Yes. Hey, B, we played in a couple of these that didn't go our way. So, you know.
I know.
And you're right. So, we know what that means about being overconfident going into a game. So I've learned to respect my opponent no matter who it is. And so, you know, Washington isn't here by accident. They won 12 games this year. This kid, late in games, he doesn't flinch. He doesn't seem to get rattled. They've won late in games, final drives, and all those things. Like, it's those are the type of things that worry you when you're facing that type of opponent. And it's more pressure on us than it is on Washington, right? No disrespect to Washington or anything of that nature. But obviously, being the favorite and being at home, the pressure is on us to go out there and be at our best. Washington can come in and play carefree, and they've already had a successful season. So, you know, you never know how the players are going to respond to having that type of pressure on you when you're playing at home. So, you know, like I said, it should be a great game Sunday. I don't expect some type of blowout or some type of comfortable win. Either way, I think it's going to be fourth quarter, late in the game. Who makes the plays? Who doesn't? I think that's what it comes down to.
I can't wait for it, man. Hey, Ike, thanks for making time for us, dude.
Appreciate
we know you're busy
you, bro.
This week.
All right, no problem, guys. You know I love being on with you, B. I know I'll see you Sunday, bro.
All right, bro. Got you, babe. Talk to you later, man.
Ike Reese, WIP in Philadelphia. Give him a follow at Ike58Reese. If you want to check in with WIP, get on that Odyssey app, man. I bet those callers are fired up in the city of brotherly love. When we come back, we should be hearing from Commanders head coach Dan Quinn. Nobody go anywhere.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.